We have a new moon coming up on June 6th, and that means we're in the waning lunar phases. Do you know what lunar phase you were born under and what that means? That's what Stephen Forrest's Book of the Moon is all about, and now it's on audiobook narrated by, well, me. You can pick it up at Audible without a subscription and Apple Books. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller, thank you so much for coming back again to hear more on Thursday, May 2nd. We're going to not take a lot of your time today. We're still sitting in that reflection we talked about yesterday, and I'm going to go ahead and add the keyword today, and that's deep. We mentioned it yesterday. We're going deep. Pluto stations retrograde at 1:47 this afternoon, Eastern Time. And remember, we mentioned, but just lock this in, this is happening under a void of course moon. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction happened under a void of course moon. Does that take the energy out of this? Does that mean that we'll have a benign Pluto retrograde? I don't think so at all. If anything, it makes it more reflective in my book. And that void of course began at 5:30 this morning Eastern with a square to Jupiter. The moon square Jupiter. Now, if that has any forward-acting effect, as in the station retrograde of Pluto, if it does, and I don't know, maybe the void, of course, just neutralizes that energy, resets it, gets it out of the space, but if it does, then that is some magnified tension accompanying this station retrograde. So when does the void, of course, moon change signs? That happens about an hour after the retrograde. 2:51 p.m. Eastern, the moon enters Pisces, where then at 3:25 p.m. Eastern, it hits a semi-sextile to Pluto. If that just made the rocks in your head jingle a little bit, it should have. That was a lot of wow. But it is a lot of lunar energy combined with this Pluto retrograde. It all just happens stacked right on top of itself. And what I think we do with that is simply realize that there is this deep connection of this emotion, and everything that we talked about yesterday is coming right on into our soul because the moon represents our subconscious mind. That's what I was saying yesterday, is if you're going to play the game, this is going to be an opportunity to go in really, really deep between now and early October and do some incredible deep soul exploration work and transformation, if you dare. And there's the keyword, deep. If you didn't catch yesterday's episode, I would say go back and re-listen. And if you wanted to really lock this in again, go back and re-listen, because I don't think we need to elaborate too much more here. This is the beginning of a long journey. This is not a reactionary, triggering kind of aspect. I'll mention one here in a second, but this is not the one. This is a long game, and I have no idea what this will do collectively, but I know that there are probably some people who, by mid-October, will be saying, "Yeah, that was nothing." In other words, they slept through the opportunity. This is your soul, symbolized by the moon, in this handshake relationship with this aspect, saying that if you will do the work, you will get the benefit. So what you do with it is go back into those areas that Capricorn in this kind of situation symbolizes. Now, this is not cookbook Capricorn. This is customized Capricorn. You go back and look for things that don't serve, pure and simple. If you knew that you were embarking on this wonderful new adventure, but you had this bag that was 125 pounds that you had packed, would you want to drag that bag into the new adventure when really, honestly, nothing in that bag would help in the new exploration? That's the Capricorn that we're talking about here. We're talking about going back in to identify those things that either hold us back, weigh us down, don't serve, frustrate us, get in the way, are telling us that we're not good enough or we can't do it, or shifts our energy into some lower vibration. Those are the things to do our own work, proactively looking into our soul over these next several months to go in and identify what those are and simply remove them, transform them, release them, and then be ready for the new adventure. And in doing this work, the universe is right there with you, supporting you. So you say, "Wow, this was the most amazing time. I'm so free." Versus, nah, that wasn't much of a retrograde after all. And you know, it's up to us to decide how we're going to play the coin, right? The one other thing I wanted to mention, I just found it interesting that Mars moved into its own sign of Aries this week, and they had to move in and shut down college campuses, and those riots increased, etc. That's the stuff of Mars in Aries. No surprise there. Saw it coming. All right, you guys, have a great one. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week and set up the not much of a weekend. Once we get past this today, we're pretty much home free for a whole week. So think deep and decide how you're going to play. All right, have a great one. Love you. Take care.